All right, we're going to call the meeting to order. This meeting is being held in compliance with the open public meeting law in that the requirements of the law have been met with the posting of the meeting notice on the municipal bulletin board, filed with the borough clerk and forwarded to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. This time I'd like to ask everyone to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, moving on. Roll call.
Mayor Morris.
Present.
Council President Gomez.
Here.
Councilman Petty advised he would be absent. Councilman Prancatelli.
Here.
Councilman Longo.
Here.
Councilwoman Brinchevich.
Here.
Councilman Lopez.
Here.
Okay, we're going to work on approval of the minutes. Do we have minutes from not the rework? Okay, nothing there. Okay, at this time I'd like to read the proclamation recognizing the commitment and service of Richard Dick Shire to Somerset County and the Borough of Bamberg. Whereas Richard Dick Byron Shive was born on January 16, 1933 in Cleveland, Ohio to Dr. Roy Allen Shive and Mary Thompson Shive. And whereas a lifelong resident of Somerset County, Dick graduated from the Petty School and received a B.S. in Mechanical Engineering from Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. And whereas Dick was a senior partner in the firm of Scrimenti, Shive, Spinelli, and Parentoni Architects of Somerville, and whereas for over 20 years he served on various boards throughout Somerset County, including the Bamberg Economic Development Committee, and was an active member of the Bamberg Rotary Club. And whereas Dick was also known as a lifelong outdoorsman, volunteering as Assistant Scoutmaster to Boy Scout Troop 46 and Rolling Hills Girl Scout Whitewater Canoe Program. Whereas on June 12, 2022, Dick passed away in Tom's River, New Jersey, surrounded by his loving family. Now, therefore, I, David Morris, Mayor of the Borough of Bamberg, do hereby recognize Richard Dick Byron Shive for his commitment and service to Somerset County and the Borough of Bamberg. He was a great guy. Thanks. Okay. So then at this time, we reading comments and invitation for discussion. Public, correct?
Yeah.
From the public. Does anyone have any, anybody from the public like to step up and speak? Okay. Seeing none, we're closed the public. And now we're on to the introduction and discussion of resolutions. First resolution, 2023-11, resolution appointing Jim Sook as Emergency Management Coordinator retroactive to January 1st, 2022. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Any discussion?
This is just something that was hadn't been done.
Yeah.
He was appointed. Just
yeah, that's then we're just memorializing. Okay, roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Prancatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchevich?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Okay, definitely passed. Okay, now the resolutions listed below were submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired, the resolution may be removed by council action. Does anybody prefer to have any of these resolutions removed and voted on separately?
Question to approve all?
Sorry.
Okay.
014, I just have a question. So I guess
okay. If we let her ask the question now, maybe we can vote all at once. So can that happen?
I'd like that to be the case. What was the question?
There was a discussion at a previous council meeting. I don't know if it affects this resolution. About the parking of tow trucks,
yeah.
And just wanted to make sure that that was addressed, that they were parking in residential areas.
So it hasn't been addressed yet, but this is a two-parter. So this is just to approve, correct me if I'm wrong, this is just to approve the people that were already there, and then there's a second a resolution that we'll have to approve in the next meeting or so with changes to how we do business, is that correct?
Yeah, so exactly. Just it'll be a good point for you to change the order. So, when we brought this before council last time, there were some procurement issues that we got the questions on. We needed some legal guidance on, and also there are some tweaks to how we want to do business.
Okay.
So as the council president stated, this is actually going to be a two-part thing. This just allows us to keep those same companies doing things that they're doing while keeping in order as we have in rates and what have you. And then likely last meeting February, hopefully not too much after that, you'll see ordinance before you making some tweaks to the program.
Okay. I have a question. Is it legal to give somebody a towing license and then change the rules? Is that a question for the tenant?
Yes. So what we're doing is we're not renewing the license under your current code. We're extending the current one. And we're doing that. We have to, what did we say, 60 days, 90 days?
The resolution says the borough desires to extend the license until March 1st.
Okay, perfect. So it's for a short period of time, and our expectation is that before that March 1st deadline, we will adopt a new resolution, and then they will apply for a license under that ordinance.
Well, yes. So then that works is getting making sure that anybody who services town road is not allowed to park either in the driveways or on the streets.
Okay.
All right. So this is a short term. Okay. Yep. So are we okay with voting on one motion of these? Okay. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Okay. Introduction of ordinances to the first reading. Ordinance 2023-01, an ordinance of the Borough Council of the Borough of Bamberg amending the amended redevelopment plan for redevelopment area 1 pursuant to NJSA 40A-12A-1 for the inclusion of lot 68.031 in subarea 1.4 as indicated on the zoning map.
Motion.
Second.
Supposed to read the stuff.
Motion. I move the ordinance be passed on first reading, advertised according to the law, and public hearing be held on January 24th, 2023.
Second. Okay, discussion?
This is just the amending of the property behind the burned out building. It's the triangle, which belonged to New Jersey Transit previously. They've agreed to, I guess, lease or sell the property to CPC, which will be adding the property to their current project, and we'll be adding parking back there. So I think the total parking will be about 500 spots being added to, which is, I think, 200 more than project calls for, adding to our public parking.
This question, Mayor?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the Meridia burned out building, and is the, a couple things. I had a difficult time finding 68031. The zoning map online does not have lock and blocks, and the one that I do have from previous years does not have a lot 68.031 indicated. So literally you couldn't find it on the zoning.
So the problem, and that the reason for that is it was recently subdivided, right? So Mike Imbriaco probably had to create a new subdivision, which is that point zero whatever. That's how they indicate new lots in the area. And so if yes, Mike, he'll be able to show you how the sublot has been added. But it's just that triangle piece right behind. And that is being subdivided to be added to the project.
And this is for ground parking or for structure?
This will be for the structure, so that's going to put in a parking deck back there.
So the structure will go right back to the railroad track. So, okay.
Was there a parking deck? Sorry to interrupt. Was there a parking deck on the original plans?
They only had a surface parking. Actually, they had two tiers of parking, right? So they had the entrance, and then it went up. So
okay.
This one, I think, and the preliminary plans calls for all the parking in the rear there.
Okay.
And then the building steps back. I think there was some conceptual electrical lines on the council and a lot back.
I think we asked them to step it back.
Yeah, so it falls on the new
road. So this was predates me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, Mike, I haven't heard anything about this. I've only been here for 3 months.
So they've been working on it for since it burned down. They had to create new structures. I think they've been working with the New Jersey Transit for the last 3 years to try to acquire this and all that. So
they work directly with New Jersey Transit.
Yeah. So.
And we're just now, because I did read the original plan, it originally said 68.03, 68.02 were not included, and now we're amended. This amendment only moves that newly subdivided from not included to now included.
Right, now it creates the whole footprint in one zone. So
got
it's
it.
Not
got
like
it.
This zone has this height.
So it has railroad.
Yes.
Now it's going to change to
be
part of the same zone
as the BR.
Which is good. I mean, okay. It steps back the building an additional, I think, 10 feet. And then there's an additional three. After the third story, there's an additional step back. So, it was pretty close to the first time around. So we tried to do our best to avoid that problem the second time around.
Just since we're discussing this lot, may just be a little bit off topic here, but the condition of that property behind that burned-out building is deplorable.
Okay.
The garbage, the dumping of construction, and I see that Joe, our code official, is here tonight. So,
if you can swing by and okay.
Great.
For that reason, there you go.
It takes a moment.
Yeah.
No, excellent, because, yes, it's a hot mess, to say the least.
All right, good. Any other discussion or questions from anyone else?
That's all. And you're putting it in the BR zone because of the rest of the BR zone there.
Right. That makes sense. Okay, no further discussion. I'll ask for a roll call, please.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Prancitelli?
Recused.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchevich?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Okay, it passed. Ordinance 2023-02, an ordinance of the Borough Council of the Borough of Bound Brook repealing Ordinance 2019-01, amendment to salary range ordinance for the Office of Emergency Management Coordinator.
Motion. I move the ordinance be passed on first reading, advertised according to the law, and public hearing be held on January 24th, 2023.
Second.
Any discussion? No discussion. I ask for roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Prancitelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchevich?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Nothing in the next two items. For new business, unfinished business.
I just want to
ask about that. I'm sorry. Off about
there. I think, and Hector, I think we've also had conversations on it, and I also want to know what the rule is about virtual meetings versus in-person meetings. I'm all for what Linda was able to do, and able to, if you're not here, to be part of a meeting. But when it happened to me, I was told I couldn't do it. So I just need the clarification. Is that something that we can do from now on? I mean, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, so during COVID, there was a law passed that allowed for the public meetings to be virtual, and then that law was repealed when everything came back, allowing a council member to call in if they're, let's say you're traveling and you still want to participate. The governing body themselves can decide to allow that or not allow that. It's not law.
So if you're
out, let's say you're homesick, but you're well enough to be on the phone, but you wouldn't be able to come in person, you all have to decide as a group, do you want to allow people to call in or do you not want to allow people to call in?
And is there a limit or a number of
you
meetings?
Can decide,
or?
Yeah.
So I guess that's the question I'm asking. Is it okay? And is this something that, I mean, I may be away, I mean, part of the summer. So can I?
It's been precedent. I mean, for a very long time that we have done it, and sometimes, you know, especially during inclement weather, during whatever it is, people traveling to first conduct to get a quorum. Sometimes we've had to do it, which there's business to conduct. I don't see any issue. If you want to put a limit on it, I don't have an issue to say.
I think there should
So is an abuse?
I was going to suggest amending the bylaws to do that. I mean, at the top of every year, or the general business person, I probably would set the bylaws to do with that. And at the top of every year, the new council can decide if that's what they want to do, they want to vote to limit on it.
Yeah, the only benefit to putting a limit, and I don't know that you need it, is you don't want a situation where a council person just never comes because they can call in
right.
every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I would only do it if
they're not here. So why are you a council person if you're not going to come to the meetings? That would be the only reason I could see, but it doesn't seem to be a problem here with people not coming, so I don't know that you need a limit.
But if you have a second home, and you're calling in frequently, like over the summer or something, I think, you know, if the council has signed up. I mean, obviously, I did call in for the first meeting because I had a business trip. Lisa Brandy called in for the last two meetings while she was on her term. We have seen it done, but I think, you know, I mean, if you're engaged in the town, and even if you have a second home, you know, I mean, I have a second home. I don't know if I would use that to call in. You know, I would try to be here.
Yeah, again, I think if there's an abuse of it, that's a different story. But if people do it occasionally, I don't think you should.
Do we want to put a pin in it, think about any rules and framework that we want to put around it?
Well, should we then approve it as we go? Like, should the person that knows won't be there approve it for each time then?
No, we should amend the bylaws for
a general thing.
Yeah, okay. So you just have to tell me, I can redraft them, you tell me if you want a limit or just put in some dates.
So if it's okay, the council will do the judgment on it, will check something out, send it to you guys individually, you know, if you have your comments, we'll have amendments to the bylaws.
Do we want to just do two permissible for two meetings per year? This way,
that's fine.
Do more. It's so we typically have what 20?
Because you have two months.
Yeah, 2 months. Typically, November doesn't have one, and then November doesn't have one because of the election. And then typically, sometimes we have only one. December, unless there's business to conduct. So let's call it 22. You're talking about 10%, right? 10% of your meetings attended.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that. I'm sorry to be difficult, but.
No, please.
What happens if you. Oh, well, you're saying then you can't call in, you just have to be absent.
You just got to be absent.
Oh, okay.
And, if you're, and here's my problem. Or, not my problem. This is the argument against that. We've seen council people that have attended 30% of the meetings in the last 5 years, right? Almost every year we've seen some of those instances. It becomes if you don't really feel like participating, and you can just call in from home all the time. But this, in a case of an emergency, sure. If you just don't feel like coming, you shouldn't be allowed to call from home either.
I would never call from home. I do have a second home in New Hampshire, and I spend a month there. And that would be one, two. Actually, I drove back last time because you have to cut the lawn and all that stuff anyway. So, but I mean, that might be one meeting. I was in Denmark once, and I could have done it, but that's when I was told no. But I can't imagine.
You want to do three?
I was wondering, you know, probably would be more.
Why don't we wait to see what they propose next time?
Yeah.
And then we vote on what they propose.
And Vinny Petty will be here too, so we'll have a full council.
So we have more for your ideas. Mm-hmm.
All right, that and the other thing is, and I guess we had a different attorney at the end of December. I don't know if we've got the communication. We're supposed to have ready today a proposal for parking to give business people.
I think
that's by the end of the month. Well, I don't know if we're working on that. To give the business people a allow them to park in the commuter parking lot so they don't park in front of the buildings and hog up the space.
Yeah.
So you're looking to amend your current ordinance to provide for this?
So there's a section of town that used to have a parking, or between E Street and Hamilton Street, that used to have a parking lot, which was sold. But, you know, the business owners complained that there's not much area for them to park and for the business, their patrons to also important. That was amongst other issues, you know, quick stop in DoorDash type stop in loading zone. Both of those I've spoken to our code official about and our police officer and our chief about East Street. The revote should be completed by the end of January, so that should open up the whole street again, leaving the ability to leave that top zone of East Street, that 50 feet, 60 feet, for loading from, you know, whatever time we determine. And then for the owners of the business, providing them a free pass for one pass for each business between those streets so that they can park in the commuter lane.
The other thing?
Temporary?
Yes, it will be temporary. Because
so why don't you just, the penalty of parking where you're not allowed to park is you'll be towed or ticketed, right?
Yes.
So why don't the police just have an agreement that between now and then they're not going to ticket or tow?
Well, they could, but council will need to say something, right? Or council would need to approve that. I don't know why we have to wait. I don't know why we can't just say to do that. And
so let's put a proper framework. I mean, I think some of it was to figure out some of the what was.
Well, we have a chief suggested.
It would be a resolution to temporarily suspend enforcement of your ordinance. I'm guessing it's a parking ordinance.
No, it would be giving store owners a free parking pass in the community parking lot.
Temporarily,
yeah.
So, is there an issue with doing it permanently, or for 12 months, or something like that?
Well, the reason I'm asking is I'm trying to decide if it needs to be done by resolution or ordinance.
Okay.
If it's a temporary measure, we can do it by resolution.
Okay,
if it's more permanent, it needs to be done by.
And I would say,
so can it be done on a is 12 months? Hold on. 12 months. It is a 12-month period, temporary, right? And then we can renew again. At the beginning of next year, if we see it need, I see the need for it, definitely for at least the next 12 months.
Right.
And then in 12 months, we can revisit.
Exactly.
And if we need to extend it, you know, I will.
And can we just do that now?
No, don't do it now because
okay.
I don't know enough about it.
Okay.
I'm going to speak with Hector and look at your ordinance,
yeah.
And I'll have a recommendation before you at the next meeting.
And I know, Chief, you may want to weigh in because we talked about
it. I also wanted to bring it up in front of the parking commission to ensure that they were okay with it. And
Okay, Hector, let's talk tomorrow.
Yeah. And the borough clerk might be able to help address this better than my understanding even. We only have a certain number of designated spaces that are hand tags for the monthly commuters, and the rest are the daily slots. So I don't know if that's going to tie to my
question. That can easily be changed.
I'm sorry?
That can easily be changed.
Understood, but that has to be part of the equation. Otherwise, we're going to give out more hand tags than we have parking spaces for.
Well,
we're talking about like 10 businesses.
I'm very much in favor of the idea. I'm just saying we have to do it in a logical way.
The other thing, Chief, while you have the mic, the other thing we discussed is to, and I know you're having trouble getting people show up, is better enforcement of people that are
exactly. We're hiring.
That was undertaken the day after the last
okay.
meeting, and I can give you the statistics.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
They've been down there every day. That manpower is a lot of
wonderful.
Enforcement.
Okay.
And the person who's been doing our parking enforcement is going to come back, and we do have money budgeted to put a person in place. So all those things are in motion.
Two people total, right?
We have one parking enforcement person full time as well.
Okay,
yeah.
We're
on. That's what all takes. Yes, that's right.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
And we have new meters coming. It's been in the works for a while.
And what about these designating those corners where there's currently probably no parking,
right.
or at least designating a spot you had brought up last when this was discussed to make them loading zones, so
yes.
that you can have. Either deliveries, you can have the DoorDash people, you can have the
so
Uber Eats.
On East Street, but right now it's closed due to the construction, but construction ends at the end of January. So we're going to probably, at the next meeting, we'll probably put an ordinance to convert that into a loading zone.
Aren't there corner spots? I mean, usually when I'm looking for a parking spot down, which I can never find, sometimes I'll park right at the corner where there's no parking and throw the flashers on them, run, rent my stuff, and leave. Can we make those permanent?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but I mean, there's East Street, but then in the meantime, those corners on Hamilton and Main and Maiden and Lane and Mountain and Main.
I think a lot of those are already loading zone on Hamilton and Main. The top of the corner and the bottom of the corner are both loading zones. I believe on the other side it's a loading zone also.
Okay.
So a lot of them are already designated as loading zones. The problem is, and I see it in front of my store constantly, is that patrons also pull in and they park their car and they disappear for 2 hours. So the loading zone then now becomes a parking spot. And then, you know, you put the police in the situation of, is this person loading something? Or did they just disappear into the bar for 2 hours? It happens.
Okay. Right. Okay.
That's it.
Thank you.
Any other unfinished business? All right. With unfinished business, I wanted to know where we stand with the library, county library.
I met with Brian Berger before we broke the holiday.
Okay.
We don't have it on books yet, but we were going to meet in late January to start reviewing this new one. So we had kind of an introductory meeting. So things that we discussed that we wanted to see changes in the agreement, things that I was looking for, and so we'll probably meet again after the January.
Okay, good.
On that topic, I have a question.
Yes.
About the library. So being the liaison to the library, board, do I attend that meeting as well? Am I involved in that? What is the part of the council?
If you'd like to be, I mean, you folks designated me as the person to work with the administrator or the commission. So
okay.
That's what we're
doing. Okay. I just want to know if there's any responsibilities that I'm supposed to be required to attend any.
I think Brian and I are, as an administrator and I are working through the agreement as we get to more substantive portions of the meeting.
Okay. All right. And if the mayor's kept abreast as well,
that'd be great. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
All right, anything else on unfinished business? On to new business. Looks like there's a special event permit fee and application waiver for Relief Fire Company number 4 for a coin toss.
Is that a motion?
Is that a
motion to approve? Is that what we're doing? Or,
yeah. I didn't think this event like this has to go to council. I mean, it's
no, I think there's a waiver
resolution. In the past, what we have been doing is we have, although we don't think that council would have any problem with it, staff's basically been taking it upon themselves to waive borrow fees and advice. And so moving forward, when there is we're a nonprofit organization that is requesting a waiver of a special permit fee, you'll see a resolution on for your approval for
the just
so make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, and we're gonna make this 2023-20. For resolution purposes.
So just a special event with an attached waiver. Not every special event?
Right. No, if you pay, you don't have to pay anything.
So
if you can pay the fee, you
sort of waiving any type of special event. Oh, how who approves?
The police.
So is the question who approves the waiver of the fee or who approves The event itself. Basically, so long as it's not the event, you folks have given discretion to the clerk
and the chief of police to do so. So internally, the permit application comes in the clerk's office, so that the different departments have made that, whether it's code, whether it's fire code, obviously the chief of police needs to approve it. And so, unless it's a very large event, in that case, you would.
So your definition of large event is based on attendance or based on projected attendance?
And the police decision, if they, you know, they'll bring it to our attention, police feel this is a little bit more dangerous than the typical.
On the topic of events, Mayor, if I could just ask a question. So the Battle of Bound Brook, and I know you're going to be the liaison, right,
this
to
the historic, yeah.
Right to the historic, mm-hmm. Is scheduled for April 15th and 16th. So a save the date flyer has already gone out. But for an event like that, and hopefully I'll be involved, I was one of the organizers of that event when we first started it. That would have to come to the council then for approval, or how?
No, it's a decision. We haven't brought it.
You haven't brought it?
Only because every police is already aware, everybody, and it's something that we do every year. Look.
Okay. I don't know.
It's a police decision. On any event, it's a police decision.
Police decision.
They think this is just the normal safe event, they'll say, just do it. But if it's something out of the ordinary, they feel that
the police are determining safety. They're not determining whether it's good for the borough or any kind of questions.
Well, like we that to anybody.
So here's the reason why we kind of dictated this to the administration is that in the past there have been religious organizations that have come here and have asked for permits. We can't say no. Yeah, we've had council members. Don't like it here, move it there. So, in an effort not to get sued for religious freedom purposes, we've kind of offshooted into that. But, if there's anything questionable,
the borough administrator would flag that.
Right, and if there's something that's outside, so if there's something outside the norm, he lets us know. For the most part, all the regular stuff that we do, like filing. The carnival, all the regular stuff, typically they deal with it because it requires months of planning and stuff like that.
So as like the Battle of Bound Brook is in the planning stage right now, you know, Kendall will have you involved.
But the answer is maybe we've done something to change the event that the police don't like. It could come to us. It's
Years ago, that's what we would do. We would, you know, review the whole run a show with the police. We would review the run a show with the police department, have the appropriate roads closed, and so on. So
none of that changes.
Yeah, yeah.
None of the pre-work changes. It just doesn't have to come to us. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is, in the past, people would do all that work, and then you'd have a council member that didn't like it, and they put up a stink about it. And worst case scenario is that you have, you know, three of them that go, I don't like it, and all of a sudden you don't have the Battle of Bound Brook.
Well, there was closure of Main Street. I mean, George Washington on a horse riding down Main Street. Cannons. I mean, it was pretty intense, some of our events, right? So, all right.
No,
it's nice, but then, you know, you have people that come out and they're like, ah, you closed down Main Street, I don't like it.
That's where the businesses definitely have to be informed on what events are coming up.
And that is a SIT function that I am trying my absolute best to have them engage with the businesses more often.
Okay.
And it requires additional work there. So all things that we're aware of needs to be developed and evolved.
Okay.
So just to clarify, the purpose of what we're voting on is to waive the fee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I thought we were trying to not waive fees for fire. Okay.
I don't find it appropriate for staff to on themselves to waive the fee.
Perfect. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we have
just kind of release.
Yeah. All right. So this is motion to
approve 2022
Second. I guess roll call or poll?
All in favor.
Roll call. Okay, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Good. Any other new business? Okay, 2023-19, resolution approving vouchers in the amount of $78,498.55. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Prandtelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilman Berchovic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Okay, that passed. Now I'd like to open to the public for comment, for any public comments.
Happy New Year. So I have
name and address.
Oh, my name is Ivana Romero. I'm the owner of Healthy Start for 27 East Main Street in Bamboo. So I would like to leave you one of those to everyone. Can I? So that's why we're here. We work here on November 27th. As a business owners, we've been talking about our problems that we have in Main Street since that development happened, right? So just to have clear, we're not against development. We just want to be included on the process. And as a business owner, so we'd like to hear from you guys how we are on the process, and because we really need solutions. And I don't want to repeat one more time what we say on November 27th, because there is more people here than they would like to talk to you guys, but that's why I decided to bring a sheet for everybody. So we're definitely here just to make a deal with you guys and have a good solution for everybody. So some of them are going to talk. There is no translator, so if someone can translate it, good and slow, no?
No.
No.
I'll tell you why. I'm not being difficult, but without an official translator, when it gets recorded in the minutes, what if it's wrong? What if they didn't translate properly? It's not an official translator. We can't certify that.
That's good that you have that point, because last meeting on November 27th, unfortunately, when that day I came in the morning, it was the Tuesday, and I asked for the translator. And she was here, but she didn't get a good job. She wasn't translated good, and even though my English is not good, but I understand when somebody is doing good and somebody is not doing right.
Yeah, I'm against having a layperson translate, because again, we want to
make
sure that the minutes that are recorded are your actual words, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if a layperson gets it wrong or has ill intent and they're not sworn to translate accurately? So I would say no.
That's good, because that's what happened the last meeting. She wasn't doing right. So maybe for the next meeting, we can have a good translator. So because they all would like to talk. So if I can listen. So if there is not a translator, I don't want to go over again while we've been discussing on November 27th. But I just want to let you guys know that we're dealing every day with the parking, and it's been very, very stressful. Even for the school bus, it's not easy for the families to put the kids on the bus. Everything is under a lot of stress. So we really appreciate if you guys take care of this situation and give it us a solution as soon as possible.
Have you noticed any change? Chiefs mentioned that they've increased enforcement of parking on Main Street. Have you seen any improvement? available spots with some of the cars that are parked for long term?
This is the problem. Downtown is a small, right? It's very small lane. Since somebody closed the parking lot close to the Primus and close to the laundromat, there is no way to go. It's like, let's say you have a boat with only 200 space, but now you want 1,000 on the same boat. This is what happened. It sounds ridiculous, but it's in the same land. It's the same space. Downtown is not big. Even if the police want to help us, it's getting under a lot of stress. Because there is no, like for me, for example, I had to open at 6 in the morning. But I made sure to be in my store at 5:30. At 5:30, Main Street is full. So where all those cars came from? And yes, there is some cars that I'm being parked for since yesterday. So they're in the same place overnight. It's getting tough.
No, it's bad.
So we really need a solution.
Councilman Prenzatelli brought it up earlier. We're going to draft some temporary resolution to give a business owner some additional parking in the commuter lot, and they're starting to increase the enforcement of the street parking. And I'm hoping that as that continues, it should improve.
And Mayor, it's a combination of everything. I don't know who will enforce them at 5 in the morning. Probably the guy doesn't work then, right? And it may pay to get somebody to work those hours too, because they're smart. They know that, nobody looks till 6 o'clock, 4 o'clock, they know that.
I know something about 4 cars. And I know exactly those 4 cars, the owners live on the Meridian, because they always there. They always the overnight, exactly. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. So that's why we had to start calling the police and say they have to do something.
The first thing in the Meridian is parking there for free. They're not parking in the commuter parking lot, which is empty, and paying $100 a month. It's hurting the town financially when that is
hurting the town. It's hurting the town. It's hurting the businesses.
And I think you're right. I think that's
true. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, one thing we did is bank up a little bit. I don't know if you noticed. Dale, thank you. We put up signs so people know where the community parking lot is. I don't know if you guys noticed them.
Yes, I just saw a sign.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of people, at the SID meeting, we had people say, mm-hmm. Where's the parking lot? And I almost astonished them. They don't know where the parking lot is. So,
but
I know that's not good for you. You're far away. But it might help a little bit. Parking at 5 o'clock in the morning, that's a no-no. And that we have to stop.
Yeah, it's insane to try to find and parking in downtown.
Because I know. I used to be on that street, and I used to see
And then what happened is, maybe I can just start... It's hurting our business, because we're not having the same customer that we used to have, because they cannot find the parking. So we have to do everything as soon as possible.
It's hurting the town business too.
It's too much.
So,
mm-hmm.
Excuse me, but I saw cars parked in the lot. That's lot 5 next to D'Agostino's there, right? That lot. So has that been open then for people to park there, or is that...
That's private property. It's fenced off still, isn't it?
It's fenced off, but there's cars there now.
It's probably
there. And I have one question. Even that parking next to the Primo's store is closed, why... I was going to take a picture. I saw like 8 cars last week on the parking. So who is parking?
Well,
In the parking lot, right?
In the parking lot.
They were there just yesterday.
And there is not construction going on behind the building. So that parking is closed.
They have to
since November, December, it's going to be closed January, February, and March.
I don't know. They have to be getting in from East Street because you can't go through the gate, right?
It's open on East Street.
It's open on East Street.
And it may be the tenants, it may be those people. If it's Redwood, they own basically the whole lot from Hamilton, from High Street all the way down to Maiden. Or to Main Street, and they own in both directions of property, so it may be their tenants that they're parking, that they're allowing to park there. They also have parking for their businesses that they own, you know, those buildings. They have parking for their.
So they opened it up to their businesses, maybe.
The parking lot on Hamilton, there's a whole area opened up for businesses there and for the laundromat, which has those spots allocated. I park the whole way. I park in the rear lot. I walk the block.
And like I say, now we have to watch for our kids because it's getting tough for our fathers and mothers to take the kids on the bus. So if something happened to our kids, So that's why we're here. Yes, to let you know what's going on because you guys don't know everything that happened in downtown. So, write it down, please. And we have to watch for our kids.
I don't
want to see that something bad happen to them.
I don't understand about
the bus. The bus is like, if they don't have enough, if she... Can I ask something to one of the mothers? Can I ask something to one of the mothers?
To what?
To one of the mothers.
She can come up and
speak. Venga.
Just state your name and address.
Yes.
She's going to speak in Spanish.
Well, in Spanish, no one will understand.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask her? Or not?
Yeah. Can she tell you and then she tells us?
She can tell me.
She can tell you and then you can say it as your words.
Digamos que las personas que se paran en la línea amarilla cuando el bus da la vuelta no puede pasar. Y ahí digamos
cuando las personas parquean
en la línea amarilla, okay, el bus no puede dar la vuelta para entrar bien a la
misma.
Exactamente.
When the people stop at the yellow line, right? If they just cars on the yellow line, the bus cannot come through. We start from the east.
Y digamos que no respetan ni el bus cuando se para y pone el stop para que los niños pasen.
School bus. So it's a private school.
Oh, it's okay.
It's a contractor.
So the other people is being on the stress in this school. I'm sorry. So it is making the staff for the kid very hard. Yeah.
In front of what property?
Because they should not be there. On the yellow line, so the bus will come and be set up.
There's a yellow line where it's supposed to be no cars, and there are cars there, and that is where the bus was supposed to pull in. Okay, got it.
In front of what property? What's the address?
The areas you want to
402 407
Here, the address is 407
East Main Street.
407 East Main Street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, and what time does that happen? Well, you can.
The issue is
7:50 a.m.
I didn't have our permission, they will continue to do so.
Well, we're giving you a specific location and a specific time, so maybe you could have somebody go at that time and check it out.
7:50.
This is about a bus. This is when a bus comes to pick up the kids.
15 or 50.
That's what she's saying. That there's a bus stop there for children.
7:50.
So the other thing the bus would do is stop in the middle of the road.
7:50.
I would suggest you might prefer the bus pull to the curb if that's a safer way to discharge.
No, but she's saying there's a parked car there where there shouldn't be. So the bus can't pull to the curb.
Ma'am, I can instruct my officers to enforce the parking violation law. That's what I will tell them to do. I will make them aware that there is specific violations. Okay. And we will enforce the ordinances accordingly.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. To answer some of Mr. Francatelli's concerns, too, about the increased enforcement, I'd say 50% or better of parking meters are non-functional, so that tremendously hamstrings us.
Well, that was something that's in the
working hours on, and there's some, I guess it doesn't, and this could be a question for the attorney. I understand the Sixth Circuit rule that trucking tires is illegal, so it doesn't apply to us. I'm not aware of any case law that's coming with New Jersey. Believe it or not, that's been to the federal courts, but that's so the way we enforce 2 hours is it's a 2 hour meter zone.
Right.
If the meter doesn't function, you're still allowed only 2 hours. If you overstay 2 hours or you feed the meter that does function, you are in violation and you receive the summons. The way we used to do that was truck tires and go back for 2 hours. The courts have ruled trucking tires is illegal. It's an invasion of privacy.
Sure, I understand that.
So there's really no way to enforce it until the parking meters. Once the parking meters, we have parking meters all up and down Main Street, then you're going to have an enforcement officer to enforce, whether it's the police or an actual parking authority. Other than that, there's not a lot of, there's not a lot we can do.
So it's a better get counseling, and we have a meeting this coming Thursday with the vendor. The system we're bringing in doesn't use meters, it uses the pay stations and the payment app, and it's based on license plates and plate readers. So we don't have to mark your car.
It tickets
itself. The system's going to electronically know if you're there or not.
Same system they use in some, right?
So we're going to turn this around, as I said at the last meeting, but it's going to be later this year before we can roll this out. And it will be before this body, of course, we'll need to make ordinance changes.
Right.
So let me just ask you, so there's no need to buy parking meters?
No.
No.
It's part of the cost savings effort and the solution.
Okay, I thought we were getting no parking.
Short-term gain, long-term gain.
Right.
No. So I don't want to buy parking meters, and it's
that, yeah.
It's
absolutely. It's the same thing over there. You scan it. And or you go there. If you can't scan it with your phone because you have a flip phone or whatever, then you go to the base station, you punch in your space, and you pay for it there.
Now, in light of the fact that chalking has been deemed unconstitutional, has there been any solutions or alternative that they've come up with? I mean, could we do like a trail cam and say you got here at this hour, and then
who's going to monitor that?
I know.
I think there's a solution in place, right? These meters have been broken for 25 years, for the most part. Since I've been here, we've looked at multiple vendors, we've called in, and this procurement process takes time. This isn't a corporation where you can, have a guy decide and the next day things are arriving. So there's a procurement process, there's all this stuff, and it's on its way. So solutions are on the way.
We've been working on this for a number of years, literally, so it's coming.
Yeah.
So we'll wait at the end of the time we can start to see it.
Yes, sir.
And there's additional parking coming to the downtown. We're working on getting a whole new parking lot between Maiden and Mountain Avenue also. So that should add 80 or 90 new additional spots right in the center of our downtown. And right in the center of our downtown, currently is 3 blocks. So
what would be the proposed short-term solution to the people from Meridia parking on those loads or something? Is there anything we could do? Yeah, but we don't have the people at 5 a.m. That's what the issue is, right?
We have people coming out. And listen,
I've been out there. I'm there every morning at 6 a.m. You know?
Because I heard her saying people parking there for 3 days. So
I don't know if that's true. And if so, they're being ticketed. Right? They're being ticketed.
That's what I'm just asking.
So, and if not, tomorrow morning there'll be a police officer there to check it out, right?
Because you get a ticket for 3 days. That's a big ticket. But
there's availability, qualifying, staffing on that given day. It's just not consistent enough.
Exactly.
It's not consistent enough. We do it when we can, and we will do it, and continue to do it. And we're working again on filling the staffing to make it more consistent.
So, Kendall, also part of the issue is people do live above these apartments, right? And there are no, you know, none of these buildings, at least the old stock of buildings, didn't have dedicated parking spots.
No, but she's mentioning specifically Meridia.
I get that, right? But it doesn't absolve another problem, right?
Yeah.
That there is...
Hold on.
Because there is probably like 40 apartments throughout the downtown, right, that literally don't have parking spots, right? So those people park on the street. I see it. I know the people. You know, I know where they park. They're there. They live there. So that is part of the solution with adding additional parking in that parking lot, right, that we can now tell everybody, listen, there's no overnight parking on the streets, but there's parking in the parking lots. Once we have enough capacity, then we can move the problem. Again, can I buy this property fast enough, demo the properties, and get a surface lot? Probably not fast enough for anybody's liking, but there's got to be a solution.
Well, maybe not that they're business owners are getting taxed for the lot. That will
So exactly. And once you monetize that, once you monetize it and get subscriptions to the parking lot, and then you can start going up. Right? Then you go vertical, and then you start adding additional parking lots, a parking deck to the area.
But Kendall and everybody, doesn't matter if it's Meridia or people living upstairs or me. If it's more than 2 hours, you should get a ticket.
Yeah.
That's it. So, you know, really the answer isn't damn Meridia or damn this. It's just can't do it. It's the rule. So you can't do it.
I get that, but it's
and
not happening.
And I know
happening.
It's difficult. That's what I'm... Because we have people who work from 9 to 5, and it's 5 in the morning, but we're going to have to try to make exceptions. And I'm sure the chief will do his best.
Maybe you can document it by taking pictures with the time stamp.
I want to tell you, because it's a way. We can find a way to do that.
If you,
everybody has with their phone, so myself, I'm going to start recording and taking pictures.
Yeah, if you take a picture of the timestamp, right, they're probably the same repeat offenders because they know they can park there for free and they're not going to get fined or towed or whatever. So, but just, I don't know, I don't want to advise you, but, I mean,
the only thing I advise is business owners try to park in front of their properties, in front of the businesses, too. So people arrive at 4:30, they park there. So just be careful because we're going to put everybody at odds with each other. Prediction more than anything.
Be careful of what?
I'm just saying there's business owners that park in front of their businesses. Also, there's tenants above that park in front of their businesses.
Yeah, because it's non-parking. So that's why
Well, there is monthly parking. So if the property owners or the business owners want to park somewhere, there is parking. They just can't park in front of the business. And if they park in front of the business, they take a spot away from the patrons. So
I just want to have this clear. Is the lane having grown? Be the same lane. If there is not a space to park, it has to be a solution. It has to be a solution. A lot of people is coming. What is going to happen in the springtime? What is going to happen in the summer when the other building will be down? This is going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse.
Well, each building that
so you guys are smart enough and you guys know enough about business to have a plan.
We do have a plan.
To plan, but another plan. Because all the time and every day, I had to deal with the parking. I had to deal with only me, my friends. We had to deal.
So there is a plan. The plan won't be in effect for a year. That's there won't be an additional parking lot.
This has to be a healthy process.
Nobody should be affected by this. We've been affected as a business owner. So that's why we're here.
I think what the council would like you to understand is they hear you. Mm-hmm. They do have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen in a week.
Mm-hmm.
I think you said it with up to a year is the long-term goal because it does just take time. In the meantime, you heard us talking about 20 minutes ago. We're going to be talking about interim relief until that full plan can come up. And it's probably not fast enough for you, but they're hearing you, and we're doing the best that they can, but it just is going to take time.
Yeah,
let's make sure we get on to the next meeting, the temporary parking.
Yes.
Because you're right. That the last thing it says that we come up with a solution in 30 days. That was discussed.
Mm-hmm.
You brought it up. I thought there'd be something on it to vote on tonight, but we're going to have to wait two more weeks.
What's your name?
I'm Dina Rosendahl.
Dina?
Yes.
Hoping you'll be here next meeting.
Thank you.
You'll be not the same. Right. My phone. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And there's just one other thing. I mean, there's two other projects right across the street from Avania's property, right, that are on the books, right, are coming before the planning board?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's another, hopefully is not going to cause more problems with the parking on that end of town. I mean, it's going to be coming before the planning board. That's all I know. Right. I haven't really seen the latest plans.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's just something. I mean, we should. You can't look at this in a vacuum, right? No,
and nobody's honestly looking at it in a vacuum, right? So we all see the issue. We've actually done stuff to address the issue, right? We've created ordinances that require the developers to have shared parking, which during 7-7 should give us 1,000 new parking spots, which is 5 times the amount that we currently have. I mean, that seems like a solution. That seems like a viable solution. We're creating parking decks. We're looking for parking areas. We're creating enforcement. We're finding a holistic approach to this. So it's almost, when I hear nobody's doing anything, it feels like everything that's being done is being dismissed. But there are things that are being done for everybody, including addressing systemic problems that were never addressed for the last 80 years. There's apartments there that don't have parking spots, so they occupy. If you have 40 apartments, I can guarantee you need 60 spots. Where were they parking before? On private properties and on side lots and on the street, which is going to continue to occur unless we address it. Now we can address it, but again, even if I can move at the speed of private entities, I wouldn't be able to close on property next week. It still takes me 60 to 90 days. Mm-hmm. On top of a contract to demo an area, it's an 8-month project. I'm not trying to be dismissive. I'm just being realistic. I'm trying to tell people the truth. The truth sometimes isn't what everybody wants to hear. They want to hear, I can tell you it's going to happen next week. It's definitely not going to.
Yeah,
my name is Georgina Solano. I'm owner of the business, the A Station, for more than 18 years. I know the town for a long time. I'm very confused. My English is not fluent, but I'm trying to explain to you. I'm very confused because I'm paying the parking lot in 413 behind the back, the parking public, for years, for $50 a month. Okay? The same problem is same like now. When I'm paid in that parking, never have parking because the public people parking without pay. Sometimes I come and tell the town and say, why I'm paid? I don't have available parking. They are send the police got a ticket, this, that, for a few moments. Yeah? After that, they are increased the parking for $90 and still pay the $90. A few people pay for that parking for years, and in the lease the town, my business, for pay the parking. I'm thinking the parking in this moment is because the people got a license. And apartments is not one car, it's more than four cars. Okay? But for me, you put the one place for parking and pay, it solution the problem. But behind the business. I know you have a lot of parking in behind the train station, but I don't know the rules because I never park in there. But in this moment, the problem is for the customer because no have a space for parking, for go inside the business, for buy, for do something else. That's the problem, not that wherever the exactly really parking lot for me. But now, see, the police help us for no tickets, for help stay more longer because I'm parking more than 8 hours. That's why I'm paid. I can come outside for move my car every 2 hours, or when I'm coming, I got my ticket. For what? It's better pay, but I want it behind my business. I want it one little place for my customers. I'm in the record, more than 18 years there. The town is very nice. I know the town is grow up, the town is better for us, better for the zone, for the people. But when the company made the construction, they are smart, they are looking for the parking. But in this moment, in this block, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Only for the moment. But why you not make the solution for the moment? But I know it's not for longer time, but for us, it's ticket, no customer, no increase the income. The town say, oh, no, today no pay. No, every month I need pay. Gas, electric, rent, everything. If the income is down, it's not nice. Cooperation with us and cooperation with the town, too. I know the rules. I know everybody. Everybody is very nice. But in this moment, the economy is down. You put the parking in another size, the same wherever I have before, for this moment, on the finish, the building and the construction is good. Because everybody nice. But behind the area, the business. And the, for me, it's no problem for pay. But I need one place. I don't want to pay ticket. This is not nice. I know it's rules the police. It's the word the police. But what are you going to do? Give me one answer.
I think we gave you some answers, right? We're creating more parking spots. We're allowing...
Yeah, but I can't wait a long time.
But we're getting parking passes so you can park in the parking lot without paying.
Okay. It's no problem pay or no pay. The problem is that the
But you're
the
telling
solution.
Me you need a spot. We
yeah.
can give you a spot.
Yeah, but for the customer...
The customer... And here's my... I'm going to ask everybody on Friday night or Saturday night, put a song on. I went there to eat this Sunday. There was zero parking. I parked 4 blocks away behind. And people are still walking to the business. So a lack of parking didn't deter anybody. Nobody parked in front of the buildings. Right? Each restaurant
but
has 40 seats.
Yeah.
Alfonso's, let me tell you. Alfonso's is on a corner. It has 3 parking spots in front. It has 70 tables inside.
Yeah, but everybody needs food on the table. Everybody
I get it. I get it. What I'm saying is that your customers don't want to walk 1 block.
They are do because when they are do pay the bills or do whatever they are needed for pay. Only one question. Why you not ask the Meridian help us for a moment for parking there? When they are make construction, I help because everybody parking everywhere. Still in the parking lot and 413 in the back,
They are all the workers parking there. Where? I saw.
Where?
Now it's closed.
That property belongs to them. That doesn't belong to us.
I know it's not belong to you.
Okay.
But in that moment, I saw the workers, because the workers come different space and different far away. Yeah. They are come for work. They are parking. Okay. Now is the moment for help together. Only for a moment, because you do the right to say everybody have enough parking, but it's when they finish. See what happened with the food on the table for the son. Because you have one you professional, you have enough income for you do whatever you want it. But some people make every day little income. Everybody is not the same opportunity, I know. But you need thinking about it for the poor people.
I think you don't understand
right now. I understand
you. My situation, I'm a block away.
Yeah,
doing
I understand you. Pero everybody helps, everybody solution with it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Well, they're crying.
Police.
Yeah.
What is your address? I didn't get your address.
413 is Main Street, AS Fashion. That business is long time.
You know, we should.
And what was your business again? I'm sorry?
413 is Main Street, Bamboo, AS Fashion.
No, the women's business, just so I know.
AS Fashion.
AS Fashion?
Yes.
Oh, the one right next to it.
Yes.
Okay.
It's long time.
I know.
Yes.
I know.
Thank you so much for listening to me.
Thank you.
Just like to address something the councilwoman said regarding the parking and taking a picture.
Uh-oh.
If somebody called and showed us a picture of a car that was there at 9 a.m. and then at 11:20 a.m., we'd gladly issue a summons based on information and belief. That person would need to come to court. I just don't want there to be a misconception that somebody's going to show us their cell phone picture. And
right. You have to follow through, come to court.
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay,
there's a process.
So just to clarify.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief. Mm-hmm. You understand, comprendo?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. If there's no further public comment, we have a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay.